Blog Talk Radio.
Right, I'm live now. Oh yeah, let me get this shit. Peace, everybody. Right. Gibbs ain't built like that. He's a good kid. He ain't street. That's okay, but be careful how you come off. Right. All right, man. I want everybody to hit that like button. All right. Peace, Queen. How you doing, love? Peace to everybody in the building. Please hit that like. Mac Lover was goody, King was popping. I see you, Miss Drew. What up, Queen? Cat's Corner. Hurry up and bring that ass. That ass shit. Gangsta Gibbs couldn't let that persona go and be a dope MC. It took me a long time to even consider him a dope MC. He got some, what's up, Kia? What's up? What's up, love? How are you? Zine La. Whiskey. Zodiac. He got some, hold on, let me cut my movie off because that shit gonna throw me off. I'm watching Hoodlum right now. That's my shit right there. Fuck it, let me just put it on mute. Yeah, but he's an all right rapper, you know what I'm saying? Ra, what up, Rakim, D Squared, how you doing, sweetie? Dwayne, what up, Tania? Daryl Mason was good. The shit that's fucking crazy, you want to get tough with 6ix9ine. You want to talk shit to DJ Academics. But when you get approached by Jim Jones and you want to say this shit, I already know y'all already seen this shit already. But I've been going for a couple of days. All right. Where we at? We cut this music off. Yo, hold on. Let me say this. I'm sorry. Let me say this real quick. Last night, I watched the Kanye West and Drake concert. I'm not going to lie. I was vibing off that shit. That is a great concert. I thought Drake was going to fucking perform too, but he only performed one song. But that Kanye West shit is really dope. So if y'all haven't watched it, definitely check it out. Malcolm was good. About being a good kid, about dude didn't catch Jimmy Chin clean. I hear that. What's good, bro? I'm feeling the shout out. What's the cash app, bro? Hey, man, you ain't got to tell me. First, the cash app is right here. Anyway, look. $ Mike Larry 16. I definitely appreciate this shit. I need it, goddammit. Okay? Hold on. Let me put it in there right now. All right? So if y'all want to show... Look, I ain't been on here in a minute, so it don't hurt to show some love now. It's been quite some time now. Okay? But it's right there. Dara, appreciate you. And Daryl Mason was crazy. Hold on, I'm gonna get to the point, y'all. I apologize for that. But was crazy, Daryl Mason. You sound like you have the same name of somebody from our projects from building 3, but he moved to Florida. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, I thought you was him for a minute, but salute to you, King. All right, and the Cash App right there. What up, Billy Herman? Was good. Okay, Melanin Rich was good. All right, what was I saying? I had a little 1800, and I haven't drunk in a long time. So it's been like 6-some days, you know what I mean? Roe Brown, Wagwan, Mayu, Wagwan, Wagwan. All right, I'm going to be all over the place because I'm a little okay right now, a little okay. Let's get to Freddie fucking Gibbs, man. Me mute, me mic them. Now, that shit is so corny, cause you could really get at 6ix9ine, you could get at DJ Academics and all that shit. So when a nigga see you, that's right, Ms. Drew, for my B-Day, you already, Sylvester was good, Dia Moore, well, thank you, red is my favorite color, was good, my nigga, Mega, Mac Lover, you already. Kevin was good. Family. You from Cali? Salute. Cali is always on the check-in, so salute to Cali. Oh, shout out to Beverly. I think, I don't know if I said your name yet, but your brother is a DA and your father is a fucking judge. So you go have this persona of a gangster. You don't give a fuck. This, that, and the third. So now when niggas put paws on you, hands and feet, now you want to say, I may lost this one. Like, that's some real sucker bullshit. And I heard through the grapevine that he ain't even built like that. Nah, I don't think it was staged, though, because, well, I feel where you're coming from, Rakim. But listening to the $1 million worth of game when he did that interview, Yo, I got something to say about Academics too. I don't know if y'all remember his light skin, his like Puerto Rican white girl, whatever. Y'all know I did an interview with her, right? I told you I did a lot of interviews with a lot of people. So don't sleep on Mike Larry. I did a lot of interviews. I did an interview with DJ Academics' girl or ex-girl when he pulled the knife out on her and tried to break in the bathroom door. And some shit like that, and she jumped out the window, this, that, and the third. She called police. I had her on my show. Did a full length interview with her. She was mad cute, you know what I mean? And mad cool, you know what I'm saying? But Academics be doing some flaky shit, too. The phone lines is open, too. I want to know y'all thoughts. So we're going to get to DJ Academics, too, because I wanted to say something about the interview that he did with the girls. Like, oh, yeah, I get busy to beat you all right now. The shorty that had the gun, that had the ratchet. You know what I'm saying? And the bitches were scared of her. But you see how he was turning up? Did y'all see the $1 million worth of game interview when Wallo called Maison? And Maison was speaking humbly, speaking cool. And this nigga want to talk out the side of his fucking neck. What up, Mo Brown? And get all agitated, get all riled up. See, when you drink, like I say, it open up a portal. That's why they call it spirits. That in the spirit or who you are, it enhances you or make you become something that you're really not. You know what I mean? I'm going to play a little bit of it. You know what I'm saying? But I want to put it in number. I want to know what y'all thoughts on that. But Freddie Gibbs, that's some real sucker shit, son. So now you want to call police. So you want to go to court now. So now you want to sue him now. You want to sue now? Ooh, excuse me. So the number is right there. I don't know if anybody called in yet, but the number is right there on the screen. So you want to call police. That's some real sucker shit. He thought he had one. They was moving to the left, though. Yeah. Is there a full length of the video of that fight? Because I try to look for it. But that's some real sucker shit. And he trying to make that shit seem cool. Like nah, nigga, that's some bird shit. Some real bird shit. Like, that's what I'm saying. That's what I be trying to say to people, man. Just be yourself. Be yourself at all times. A real nigga is a person who is themselves in every aspect, in any situation. Just be you. Just be you. If you ain't built like that, don't talk like you are. You know what I'm saying? Like, real killers, real gangsters, they don't be sitting up there, you know, bragging and boasting. They try to be, you know, the loudest motherfucker in the room. You know, they be in the cut, the ones that be quiet. Like, you know what I'm saying? Those are the ones that you have to watch out for. You know what I'm saying? And me, you know, not to, like, put it on me. I ain't no killer. I ain't no gangster. I ain't none of that shit. But I ain't pussy. So I like to be in the cut. I just observe the situation, and I'm a talkative person when I feel like it. I just got to observe the room. I got to feel the energy out. If I'm with my niggas, my vibe is with my niggas. But if there's niggas that know my niggas and shit like that, I don't know them. If they vibe off, you know what I'm saying? I'm not going to speak to them. You know what I'm saying? Because I don't want people to get too familiar, because don't get too familiar, think you could just say anything and you could just get away with it. No, I'm gonna catch you by yourself. You know what I'm saying? And Freddie Gibbs is definitely a bird nigga. All right, I got my nigga. You already know, man. Brooklyn and Cali was good, man. Good, what's good, pop? My guy was good. Ain't what's shit, good, man. Talk to me. I'm feeling good right now, baby.
That's what's up. Gibbs' brother is a doctor, and Gibbs' dad ain't been a cop since like the '90s, man.
So why are they saying that so who is the DA? They say his brother is DA.
His brother's a doctor. Brother's a doctor. He got a brother. He got a sister. Pops. That whole incident stemmed from like some 2014 shit. I think Jim Jones had gotten a shooting. I think he called him a pussy or some shit for the way he reacted in the shooting. So they didn't beat him for a minute behind the scenes. You know what I'm saying?
Wait, hold on. The shit with the shooting, what I saw a little earlier, it was from Benny the Butcher got shot. I think it was because of the Benny the Butcher shit. And from what I read earlier, it was what... He was repping some VL shit. You know that Jim Jones got the vamp life, so that's VL. So it was something, if I'm not mistaken, it was something on that note. I have to find it. But go ahead.
No, Freddie Gibbs is a vice lord, though. The real VL, not that vamp life bullshit.
Okay.
That's why. Gary Indiana shit, that nigga, Gary Indiana nigga. And a vice lord nigga, he came out here to L.A. He was selling dope with Lil Sody. That's how that nigga was out here doing his thing. He always been rapping. You know what I'm saying? That VL shit is vice lord shit. That's why he had an issue with that shit. But other than that, man, I fuck with Freddie Gibbs' music. The nigga's a little bit of a troll, but I don't fuck with Academics at all. I think that nigga's a whole bitch. So, you know what I'm saying? And as far as Jim Jones is cool. You know what I'm saying? He's gotten better over the years. So
right.
Shit. But other than that, you know, them niggas both too old to be doing that bullshit. Niggas need to set a better example. But the motherfuckers that's behind them coming up, that's why these youngsters don't listen to these niggas that's on the verge of 40 or over 40, because these niggas still acting like they fucking kids.
Yeah, grown-ass men, and they not setting no example. You know what I'm saying? So they doing what the young niggas is doing. So did you grow up? But I will say I will play the devil's advocate is because regardless how old you are, if you grown, if you got a problem with a nigga, the nigga done said something that you feel was disrespected, and when you run into him, you know, you're going to press him. Like even back in the 90s, there wasn't no Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, none of that shit. So when niggas was hearing shit through the grapevine, niggas talking shit on records, subliminal shit or whatever, niggas would see you at your show. Damn near, you know, grown men, 20, close to 30 or whatever, you know what I'm saying? So if you feel a nigga done disrespect you, you want to press him. So, you know, I want to play devil's advocate on that, but I do understand how that may come off, how it may portray to the people that y'all niggas is grown. Y'all doing these, you know, these little kid shit. So, you know, I get that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I just think we got to do better as a whole, man, because Every time, motherfuckers laughing at us. They be laughing at us when we see the dumb shit like that. Jim Jones is 45 years old, my nigga, with a teenage son. Relax, my nigga. All that buddy shit, tough guy shit, that shit don't get you nowhere but in the jail or in a hole, my nigga. Same
with going to court, because Evidently, Freddie Gibbs is going to take his ass to court. That's some bitch shit.
He was talking about when he lost to Nas at the Grammys, he was talking about he undefeated in court. And remember, he was locked down in, like, Sweden and shit for that alleged rape shit?
Rape shit, yeah, overseas.
That's what he was talking about.
Bro, wait, hold on. So you telling me, so that video with him with the Pepto-Bismol, so that's an old video?
That's an old video. That's from the Grammys when he lost the
Nas. This is why I hate the internet sometimes. They will bring old shit that got nothing to do with what's going on right now to make it fit for the right now. You understand what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah.
That shit.
Yeah, that's old. That's old shit, bro. That's from when he lost the Nas in the Grammys.
That's some whole shit, man. That's some real whole shit. What's your thoughts on Academics, man? I'm about to play that shit right now, too.
I think he a clown. And what I don't respect about him is he talks so reckless, but he just ain't never outside. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I don't like that. You know what I'm saying?
At? I'm about to play that shit right now for y'all. Where we at? Did I save it?
Like, if you're gonna be talking crazy, especially to grown men, like that, even though, like I said, we all need to do better, you need to stop hiding, brother.
Right. Talking all that jazz. What?
Yeah, but that video in that pink suit, that's from the Grammys, bro. That's when he lost to Nas in the Grammys on the King Disease. When Alfredo went up against King Disease.
Why can't... Hold on. I want to play that shit with that girl that pulled out the gun. For some reason is not there. Oh, here it is, right here. Hold on. Oh yeah. I'm good, man. I had to get my mind right, man. You know, do some soul searching and, you know.
We all go through that, brother. We all
absolutely
need peace of mind. Need to take a step away sometime. Get our mind right for whatever reason. You know what I'm saying?
That's right. Hold on.
Yeah, for sure.
Hopefully it don't, it's not an echo on y'all side. Green Eyes, peace, queen. Peace. Peace to you, queen. Shout out to motherfucking Cali. All right?
All right.
Let's go. I'm going to mute my mic. Pretty sure all of y'all seen this shit before, but this is the shit that I'm talking about with this nigga. He talk all that gangster shit around females, to females. But anyway, I'm going to shut the fuck up. All right? And Lassane, peace. And Deuce, I see you, righteous, peace. Everybody that's in here, salute. Oh, that's your type of chick, Green Eyes? I feel you. Same here, goddammit.
If I was offended by anything you said, yo, I get the brakes beat off your head. I get to beat the brakes off your head. Stop playing with me.
Oh, please do. Please, stop playing with me.
That's not holy. That's not holy.
I
was trying to dismiss you because you're broke at in a babysitter. We're talking about you got to go home and shit.
Hold on. I'm gonna play the rest of it. You see that shit? That's what money do. He got money and respect to him. You know, like I say, I always say, man, I'm always down for our people getting that money, taking care of their family. So this shit is, I'm not coming from a hating place because he's doing better than me. No, I never hate on anybody. My niggas will tell you, I don't give a fuck, you know, but now you saying that I will put hands on you, right? And then now you damn near was about to swing on her. And you getting loud to try to be in her face like that. That's what that does to you. And that's why he's always drinking. That shit brings that out of him. You know what I'm saying?
I told you he a bitch.
A straight bitch. I told you a bitch.
That bitch was about to clap that nigga because that nigga for got real. Out of
and
pocket.
He ain't even know it. If he would have really went there, the crazy shit is that's a prime example that liquor be talking, and that shit could get you in trouble, and that shit could leave you dead. Because if just say they with no bodyguards and no guys there to stop him from attacking her, and if he did and that bitch popped him and killed him, she would have got off sky free. Talking tough.
Yeah. The one thing about academics, bro, is that, like, I used to watch Everyday Struggle. He was real timid on that show compared to Joe. But the more money don't make you more, nothing about, but more of who you really are.
Well, who you are.
And like I said,
you are. Go ahead.
Like I said, that motherfucker know what rooms to step into. Because he, every time, on everyday struggle, when somebody used to come on there that had a problem with him, even bitches was checking him. Ashanti checked him.
I remember
Joe Budden. You know what I'm saying? Like that nigga know who to do that shit to. You know what I'm saying? And I don't respect that nigga because he just is, he might be worse than Vlad, my nigga, because he black.
Oh, yeah. Most definitely, because he's emotional. He's an emotional dude. And you know why he's more emotional? Because anywhere in the hood or any community or whatever, especially in the hood, the ghetto, whatever, all the type of different individuals that you may come in contact with, you put certain people in certain categories. All right, this is a working nigga. This is an athletic nigga, but he fuck you up and fuck with him. But basketball nigga, this is a hustling nigga. This is a real, this nigga will rob you. This nigga will shoot you. You know what I mean? This is a cornball. He's a lame. Just leave him because he ain't nobody. You know what I'm saying? Niggas is categorized. Academics fit in that, you know, that lame category. Like, you ain't built like that. So when he know what kind of category he's already put in. So that emotional shit is just coming out because he know he ain't built like that. And he, you know, that's the only way he can express himself. That's why he drink a lot. Okay? Even though I'm drinking, who, you know what I'm saying? Cheers.
I think he give him, I think just like a lot of other niggas, that alcohol give him courage to say some shit that he wouldn't say when he's sober. Because I seen that nigga at the BET Awards. That nigga was timid. That nigga walking on eggshells. That it wasn't none of that tough shit. This nigga, he sticking to security like glue, nigga. None of that tough shit. So
I bet.
I don't respect that nigga. I think that nigga is a cancer. And I think somebody asked why is academics important. Academics is important to this culture right now because the internet made it acceptable for you to stand behind the keyboard and talk crazy to motherfuckers with no repercussions, and that shit be okay. All the laws and all the principles and shit is out the game. Like, even from that to the rappers to everything. Remember when ghostwriting was a fucking, that was a sin, bro. Even if you knew, like, back, I know some niggas was getting ghostwritten before back in the day, but didn't nobody speak on it. You know what I'm saying? Motherfucking Tretch was writing for Queen Latifah.
I'm stopping you in your flow, but let me just say this, you know what I mean? Because you in your flow. But Tretch wrote every rhyme for Vinny. He wrote every song that we know with Vinny on. Tretch wrote that.
Look, Tretch is the only nigga I know to write the diss song and the response for niggas. That nigga wrote Cruise Pop and a nigga wrote Motherfucking Jump, nigga.
Wait. No. Rewind selector. Gunshot means forward, so it's a request. So rewind. Say that again.
That nigga's the only nigga I ever known to write the diss and the response in a beef. That nigga wrote that shit for Criss Cross. And that nigga wrote that shit for the youngsters. Remember when they was going back and forth with each other?
Ooh, that was my shit, too.
Yeah, man. That nigga King game is off the fucking chain. Nigga, Jersey better stand up. But I didn't want to get off topic, man.
We vibing, nigga. We vibing. I ain't been here in a few days, man. We going to vibe out tonight. Hopefully I don't get too drunk on camera. If I feel too nice, I'm getting off camera because I'm feeling real nice. I ain't going to lie. I feel real nice right now.
Hey, go ahead, King. Live your life, bro. You only live once, man. Life, man.
Absolutely.
But like I said, man, the internet made it acceptable for academics to act the way he does. And he ain't the only one. As you can see, the internet is full of a lot of motherfuckers that was doing a lot of dumbass shit to try to get attention and clicks. You know what I'm saying? We got bitches deep throating fucking fruit. We got bitches doing dumb shit on camera. We got niggas doing dumb shit. Look at all these dumbass challenges that we done had.
Right.
Like, niggas don't, you know, morals and principles out the window, man. Respect
right.
out the window, man. Anything for a check. That's what it's looking like, because them clicks equal a check.
Yep. Yep. That's it. Everybody's
that's
doing
sad.
That's what I say about WAC 100. He's starting all of this shit for a check. He's doing all this. This nigga is like 61 years old. At least he look it. He's doing all this shit for a check. He's butting into everybody's business to bring that traction, to bring that, you know, you understand what I'm saying? Them views that, you understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. And he be having it cracking on Clubhouse. He be having it cracking on Clubhouse because that nigga keeps saying wild ass shit. That nigga put that Slim 400 video up, and one of the other niggas took it down in one of the rooms because he was like, nigga, that shit was disrespectful, my nigga.
Yeah.
Like, how the fuck
nigga,
that's
niggas,
supposed
niggas,
to be?
Niggas don't put up the picture of Slim 400, you know what I mean, bleeding out the face and shit like that. I, you know, we gonna be all over the place, so it don't matter where we go, what subject we go to. But I could have put that up immediately because I seen it. I'm not gonna say I seen it first, but immediately I seen those pictures, and I could have put it up. But why would you put something up like that? Just to get views, that is so total disrespect. Niggas don't got no filter. Niggas got no boundaries. Niggas don't got no code of ethics or just plain old respect.
And then you see why a lot of these older niggas ain't getting respect from these younger niggas. Because a lot of these older niggas is using young nigga tactics to try to stay relevant and shit. Because WAC 100, he don't do no music. This nigga don't do shit but run his mouth.
Well, he is a what you call it?
A manager.
Manager, co-founder of the Cash Money West or some crazy shit like that.
Some bullshit. You know what I'm saying?
Rakim the Great. Rakim the Great, thank you for your Cash App. I appreciate you, King. You all ready? I got to get a cigarette.
Oh. All I know is I just wish niggas would get back to the fucking real shit and stop glorifying these suckers, man. Ack is a sucker. Vlad is a sucker. Whack is a sucker. All the motherfuckers are suckers, and they lead niggas down the wrong hole. Because if you think you could do the shit that they doing and get away with that shit, motherfuckers on the street will test you because you ain't got the money or the security that these niggas got to keep motherfuckers off their ass.
Facts. Facts.
That's just what it is, man. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, I don't respect none of that shit, man. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Just being a L.A. nigga and being and growing up in what I've grown up in and seeing how the game has changed and shit and how the politics and how niggas praising niggas with money instead of niggas with principles, that's why the game is fucked up. You praising a nigga just because he got money. You don't give a fuck what he stand on.
Facts.
What's your
thoughts about this dude? Hold on. I'd rather play it. Hold on. Y'all let me know if I look real drunk or something. If I start doing it, because fuck the I ain't drinking in days, bro. I was moving around doing some things, making some shit straight. So I'm just, you know, fuck that. Anyway, let me play this.
Not everybody Lone Wolf, just the three motherfuckers.
That's right. Now, check it out.
You go to the horse. Listen.
It's my dream to put a nigga in jail. Some niggas wake up and on Friday night they go into the club to knock a nigga out. They pride they self and put the nigga. Then some niggas wake up on Saturday, get dressed, they plan on fucking plenty of holes.
Oh, yeah.
I want to put niggas in jail.
Oh! What is
this nigga from? Now, hold on. Before you say something. Now, I want to say something, y'all. Because I seen comments under that video. Now, somebody said that who he's talking about is the dudes that need to go to jail. Let that sink in, everybody, real quick. We don't have to agree, but who knows the context of what he put it in? I wish I had that whole interview to listen to the context, but somebody said he could be, basically he's talking about the dudes that needs to go to jail. But this nigga been talking about he will call police on a nigga in a minute. It seemed like when he interviews certain people, not Cheese, Big Cheese, or shout out to that channel, dope channel. But he met up with one of those big OG Crips, and he had a falling out with them. Some shit happened with some dude, some OG Crip nigga that's locked up in jail. That nigga on a fucking phone, like, this nigga calling the jail. Like, I feel threatened. I feel like my life in danger, and I think y'all need to run up in his cell because he called me on a cell phone and shit like that. Like, Melvin Farmer, there you go, Iman, and a couple of others. Like, Mike.
Yeah.
What type of vibe this nigga on, man? Do you agree if we look at it from the standpoint of he will call police on niggas that deserve to go to jail, from his perception, from his standpoint, or that this nigga just violent, this nigga will call police or just anybody if he have a problem with him? Like, he just talk shit and hide behind police.
Everybody got to remember, Charleston White told niggas from the beginning
that
when he get on the internet, that is a character. He is a character on the internet. He said that shit. He's in character when he get on the internet. So I don't take none of that shit serious. I don't take none of that shit serious. He talk a lot of crazy ass shit. He's very disrespectful. That's on purpose. That's part of his character. He said Slim 400 could rest in piss. He ain't even never met Slim 400.
I even know he said that.
Yeah. He said he does that shit. He's a character, and he's doing that shit. That's what motherfuckers are tipping. Just like Lone Wolf said in the chat, he found a way to get people attention. That's real shit. And he keeps people attention by the wild, outlandish shit he says. No matter how disrespectful it is, that nigga say it. So, he'll follow a motherfucker, though. He didn't have that same energy for Mob James when they was in each other's face. He didn't have that same energy for Mob James. But when the shit was over with and they separated, then, you know, it's another story. But I think that niggas like him is a perfect example of what I was just talking about. The internet allowing niggas to stay and do whatever they want, no matter to who it's aimed at. And, you know, a lot of motherfuckers is rolling with him with that shit, no matter how disrespectful it is. So because niggas like ignorant shit.
The crazy shit about the world is that it, no matter how fucked up a nigga is, like, prime example, 6ix9ine. And I'm talking about Charleston White as well. You a snitch, nigga. Niggas know that you are a fucked up individual. You couldn't last in the street. Real niggas can't fuck with you because you would do some fuckboy shit like that. And the real will disown you on that, put you in your place, won't fuck with you, cut you off, condemn you. But the fucked up shit about the internet and the world, period, is that there's always going to be somebody who agrees. That's always going to love them for who they are. They're going to agree with them. You understand what I'm saying? Because there's people that still fucking with Charleston White because of that.
Yeah.
You understand? And no, I'm not a blood. Yeah. I just like fucking red. I like blue, too. You don't call me a Crip? But go ahead, son. I love red. Red always been my favorite color. I look good in red.
Like I said, man, he a character, man. That, like, I relate to shit. All of this shit is entertainment, man. All of it is for stock value. And it goes from the internet to the music to all that shit. because you notice, even in the music, we got characters. And niggas that's really in the street and keep one foot in the street and one foot in the music usually have to make a decision after a certain amount of time to do either or. Because a lot of times these niggas be getting caught up and they be dying because they can't make a decision. But it's nothing but a character, man. He a fucking character, man. He a disrespectful clown, nigga, but he a character. Just like Academic. The internet is a circus and them two niggas is clowns.
That's a fact. Now, hold on, nigga. You ain't going nowhere. You my co-host for the night. Okay? Well, thank you, Shelly. All right, so let me play this shit with Hold on, soldier. Thank you, Shelly Shell. I hear that.
And we will return your call at our earliest convenience. Thank you.
Yes, my name is Charleston White. I'm a victim of a crime.
Do you hear this nigga, yo?
Baby OG, baby snaps. He got a cell phone in prison, and he's making threats to
people. Get the fuck out of here.
Recording threatening videos that are very terrifying. In a prison cell in the dark, and he's making gang threats. My contact number is area code 936-255-5102. I'm calling in reference to a Department of Correction and Rehabilitation by the name
Crazy.
OG Baby Snaps, rolling 55 Street Crips, and I think his real name is Michael or Mitch Hunt. He's called and leaving threatening messages via cell phone in prison. Michael Hunt, OG Baby Snaps, rolling 50 Crips, 55 Street. My name is Charleston White, and I'm the victim.
55 Street.
Victimized. My contact number is 936.
You hear this, nigga?
55-510.
Hold on. Oh, I'm going to bring it back because I'm terrified. Hold on. I'm going to write his number down. I'm going to see if I call. Matter of fact, you know, I'm going to call him. Hold on. Let me get a pen. Hold on. Once it's over, I'm going to call him. Let me get a pen. I'm sorry, y'all. Hold on. Matter of fact, no. I put it in my phone. Hold up. I'm going to get that number. He ain't going to pick up, but let's – fuck that. I'm doing it. Hold on, everybody. What did he say?
Please call back and hear it because I am terrified of my life. And my next call, hear it because I am terrified of my life. 5551. My contact number is 936-255-5102. Please call back and hear it because I am terrified of my life. And my next call is to the California Attorney General's office. I can't believe you guys are letting inmates use phones and just call
fuck boy shit, yo.
Law-abiding citizens.
Yeah. You see the fake cry, everybody? You see the fake cry? I'm going to call him up. I'm going to let this play out. I promise you, I'm going to call him up. Fuck that. I'm going to fuck, son. I'm going to call him. But y'all see the sucker shit? That's some other shit. But anyway, I go talk too much because I'm starting to feel it now. So I might get off camera. I don't know. But he that's some sucker shit. Anyway, let's go.
You know you done fucked up, though. Baby Snaps. If I miss the five by crib, you know you done fucked up, though. Yeah,
that's some fucked up cornball shit, yo.
Oh, that feels good. Oh, I was calm on myself. I couldn't even get the words out. So I'm sitting there with a hard dick right
come
now.
On.
I won't show you. Yeah, I'm sitting there. Say, I'm sitting there with a hard dick right now. Ooh, I would show you.
Oh.
Yeah, that felt good. I'm talking about, ooh, wee. Boy, that felt fucking. Ooh, that felt fucking. I ain't lying. You're telling on a nigga like that is better than bucking. They say they gonna call back within 24 hours. You got 24 hours, Mr. Snap. Get rid of that cell phone. You going to the hole. You better go to the hole. I told you I was going to get you. I couldn't wait to do it. Hey, bullshit, I couldn't wait for this day to come so I can get you. Hey, bullshit. Hey, let me call my wife and tell her. Let me call my wife and tell her. Hold on. Hey, baby. Let me call my wife and tell her. Yeah. Baby.
Huh?
You on your way to get Chelsea?
She got a phone call.
I don't know. She said she'll text you. But, hey, baby, guess what I just did?
Okay.
I just called the prison system on a gangbanger, and they finna put him in the hole.
What?
Yeah, I just, on Baby Snaps, baby, you know, the nigga that started rolling 55 Five Crips, C-Mac big homie, the OG nigga, you know, Baby Snap, baby OG Snaps, OG Baby Snap. Yeah, baby, I just called the Department of Corrections on him. He got a cell phone in prison. Baby, they catch him with the cell phone, they gonna give him more time. Well, he won't be able to go home to his family, and they go put him in lockdown for 24 hours, baby, down there with the Mexicans and the white boys where they might kill him. Ain't that great? But, baby, ain't that great, baby, where they go send him where the white boys and the Mexicans might kill him? Baby, you still out?
Yeah, baby,
he just got a cell phone, baby, and he called and said something mean to me. He said something mean on the internet to me. He really didn't do nothing to me. He just said something mean. And so I called the white folks and say, hey, that nigga got a cell phone. Y'all go get him. So they on their way to go get him, baby. Say, listen, he go get some more time where he won't get to see his family for a long, long time, and they go put him in the hole.
Sucker shit.
That's the wackest fuck,
man. Sucker shit. He goes, hey, babe, don't feel good. Ain't it good for me to call police on him? Get the fuck out of here, man. That's some real sucker shit. And if any bit, like, if y'all listen, she ain't really say anything when he, you know, asked her, was that all right or whatever. I'm paraphrasing. I'm kind of fucked up right now. But the point is, any female, and I'm going to say bitch, excuse my language, is late. Any bitch that identifies with a man who does shit like this, he said he ain't really do anything to me. He just said something mean. Something mean? Now, I'm kind of scared to even call him on my motherfucking shit. You know what I mean? I call him, he be like, well, hey, didn't think for all viral access media, I need you to shut that down because he said something to me. He is violating my rights. My constitutional rights to call police on a guy that's already in the jail with a cell phone when he's only supposed to have a cell phone. And, you know, I'm doing what I need to do, you know? So now get the fuck up out of here. What's your thoughts on that? I'm going to play the rest, y'all. But, Mike, what the fuck is poppin'?
That, like I said, he's a character. Clearly, she didn't know what the fuck was going on. She seemed like she was lost herself. And, you know, when you see a nigga doing shit like that, and it's for everyone to see, it's just a teaching.
You
like,
breaking up.
I said, when you see it, can you hear me? Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you. Go ahead.
I said, he just an attention whore, man. He looking for attention, and we giving it to him. That's all. He said a lot of dumbass shit. Unfortunately.
Yeah, absolutely, man. Absolutely, yo. That's some real...
You know what I'm saying?
That's some real faggot shit. That's some real faggot shit.
Yeah, nigga said that he ain't going to be able to see his family. He got a phone. We call it... That's sucker shit.
Absolutely.
Sucker
yo,
shit.
That's crazy. I'm going to play...
But,
go ahead.
Now, I was about to just ask you a question real quick, man.
Mm-hmm.
When it comes to shit like this, like, we all grew up in different hoods and shit. Do you ever remember a nigga ever being able to walk around a hood that act like that?
Oh, absolutely not. They would put hands
and feet. That nigga was always in the house hiding or something, right?
But I will say this. I'm not going to say his name. If anybody from my hood is watching, And if that person is watching, when I walk past your building from the hill, and you was like headshots, or whatever, and you seen me in Alibi Tower by Building 17, you was behind Building 10, you was like, yo, you shot at me or whatever, and you start shooting. You was right. I did shoot at you. You was right. But at the end of the day, niggas know you for, you know, spitting in the wind, snitching and shit like that. And, you know, niggas ain't really beat his ass like that. So, and he's still walking around. So I could say one person, but to the extent of how Charles White is talking, absolutely motherfucking not. He will be, nah, you know, I think I just said too much, but I don't care anyway. But yeah, I answered your question.
Yeah, yeah. But go ahead, man, play your video. I just was asking.
All right, I'll play the rest.
Baby, he finna have to go to the shoe. Back there with the Mexicans and the white boys kill niggas. Ain't that great? Hey, baby, ain't that great, baby?
That's terrible.
What you mean that's terrible, baby? He might finna be killed. He a gang member. He finna go back there in the shoe where the white boys and the Mexicans kill niggas if they catch him out by themselves. Isn't that wonderful?
Oh, shit.
Baby, he just a gang member, baby. He ain't shit. He a gang member in prison. You know, he ain't nothing.
A nigga that is a former Crip. A former gang member. Now, let me ask something real quick, and I'm gonna let it play. C-Mac, right? Baby Snaps. Is that the C-Mac with the nigga with all the tattoos all over his face?
That's the OG. He the OG of him. 5'5 Crip. Yeah, that's who he talking about.
So
yeah, he the OG.
But he's home. He's home now. You talking about C-Mac? He no, like he's kind of wild when he talk. He's kind of big.
But, yeah, but see, it's two different people. The person
okay.
You talking about is the OG that's locked down from that hood.
Okay.
C-Mac is the man. He's the guy that's on the outside. He outside of the 5'5 crib and all that other shit. That's him.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I got it wrong.
He the OG from his hood.
And how long he got? He in there for a minute?
That's a great question, man. That's a great question. That's a really good question.
Yeah. All right, let's get it.
Baby, he's just a gang member in prison. His life don't mean nothing. His mama and him don't care about it. It's the fact that they gonna put him back there with the Mexicans and white boys where he might come up dead. It's awesome in my world, baby. Don't you think so? They don't play in the California shoe with niggas, baby. Not the white boys in the Mexican. And if they catch him out in the shoe by himself, they'll kill him. Damn. Fight real. Straight customer activity. Customer activity. Went back and forth, calling in, fighting jail. And they took Snap's phone. Straight customer activity. So hood. I ain't got nothing else to say, cuz. That shit make. You find me, you know, I'm famous. How you think famous now? Fathers say, was it? You see a broke, drunk ass, old English, retarded, drinking motherfucker? Don't nobody like take a retarded nigga like you serious with a Hoover killer on his head. Nowhere in society, boy. You a jailhouse, your program, nigga. You institutionalized, you fucking institutionalized retard. You retarded. You can't even read and write. Boy, you probably ain't even got a GED. Nigga, big blockhead, tattooed face. You look like a tatted up subway station, nigga. And the kids didn't have mural experience. So they just
went
back
and
fuck your sick.
Oh,
fuck your neighborhood. I ain't just dissing L.A. Crips and Bloods. I'm dissing all Crips and Bloods in the whole world. The four world Crips and Bloods. Fuck them crab ass niggas too. I ain't just dissing them, nigga. And guess what?
and they put your homeboys in the coffin. Then them 55 trip niggas getting put in the coffin by them Hoover niggas. Ain't them Hoover niggas putting y'all ass in coffins, niggas, and you heard about me. I ain't never put one of you niggas in a coffin. Having some of your homeboys put a Hoover nigga in coffin, but you mean to tell me y'all gonna get me just for talking, but ignore your dead homies. Say, nigga, I'll piss on your dead homie's grave, nigga, if it was down here in Texas right now. I'll piss on Nipsey Hussle's grave, nigga, if it
what?
Was down here, nigga.
Wait. No. This is my first time listening to this whole thing. Well, the whole thing. So you want to go to Nipsey Hussle. I really don't have any words. Mike, you are a L.A. nigga. And I know you
that's
already
why
heard
L.A. niggas
already.
On his head.
What?
Yeah, that's why L.A. niggas on his head.
Come on,
like I said
man.
Before. Like I said before. He hella disrespectful. L.A. niggas been on his head, though. L.A. niggas is on his head. That's why he don't step foot out this motherfucker. Not nowhere out this motherfucker. And the shit that's fucked up kind of, to me, you know, I don't know the Texas gang politics, you know what I'm saying, but a lot of L.A. hoods is in Texas. And ain't nobody putting hands on that motherfucker. So, you know,
that's what I'm saying, because if anything, but see, he got to keep up with this gimmick. He got to keep up with this shenanigans that he's doing because he know that police is watching. He know the feds is watching. So he got to keep that up because he's saying the names. He's being very direct on who he's talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And all the names. So he know if anything happens to him, if the police care, if the FBI care, if they care, that means because he's working with them. So
he's doing the
it,
same shit I feel 6ix9ine was doing. 6ix9ine
right. That's why nigga was trying to play Meek Mill because Meek Mill didn't do nothing to him when 6ix9ine mm-hmm. popped up in that parking lot. I wouldn't never did anything. He's doing that shit knowing damn mm-hmm. well. You know what I mean?
They both got protection from the feds, and that's why they so brazen when it comes to the shit that they saying and they doing, because they know, like, it's an ulterior motive behind this shit.
He's not a real
down.
Nigga. Charleston White is not a real nigga, because a real
the crazy
nigga
thing about him,
a real nigga won't even talk like that. A real nigga won't move like that. Real niggas don't move like that. So
the crazy
there's a script behind of what you're doing. There's an objective. There is an objective, a motive. There's a plan behind it, knowing you know damn well that he's grown enough to understand when you put yourself in the lion's den, you know what's going to happen. So you mm-hmm. basically dangling stick in front of wolves. You antagonizing them. You are provoking. There is a method to his madness is to get that recognition. Hold on. And I close with this. Very short and sweet. I respect him when he first came out. And he was talking about what he did in his community, right? What was he doing some, like, give back to the community, like these speaking in schools, all these little programs for kids. How can you do this stuff in the community for kids, which is good, but in turn, these kids is going to follow you and watch you on the internet and hear you talk about shit like that. You're a wolf in sheep's clothing, so you have a motive to get money on the internet to be exposed. It's just that. So you will put yourself out there like that to die. You will do all that just for money, but put your life in danger in the same token. That's not a real nigga.
I feel like he's just like a politician when they pander into the black community. They tell the motherfucker what they want to hear until they get what they want, and then they out of there.
He putting sugar on shit.
Yep. That's just what he do. And like I said earlier, he's saying outrageous ass shit like shock value. When you heard that shit about Nip, you couldn't believe that shit. I could hear it in your voice. Like, what?
Yo, oh my God, son.
Crazy.
The same shit I feel about Nip is the same shit I felt about Big. I said this story before. It, some of y'all is new, so some of y'all may not have heard it. Probably you as well, Mike. When after the Hot 97 shit with CNN, Noriega wasn't there. Nori wasn't there, but it was Capone. Oh my God, damn, Mike. And a couple of niggas at the radio station, whatever. And C. Gutter, which is Biggie's cousin, shot the shit up with a Uzi, with a Mac. And he did time. So Little Kim did time for that, too. And allegedly, Little C's done, basically took the stand. And, yeah, Mo Brown, shut up. And got her locked up. But check it out. I met Little C's on numerous occasions. My boy, the Goon for Building 2, Rome, damn, the Goon, his brother, fucks with Little C's. So we in Brooklyn, somewhere in Brooklyn, and we all chilling, all of us downstairs playing pool and all that. And that's when Little C's, he came out with the DVD. It's a DVD that came out. Basically, rebutting what Little Kim was saying. They came out with a DVD saying that he didn't snitch his stand and third. So we all in the basement talking. But my point is about what I'm saying is, I'm sitting right here in this chair. Little C's is literally like where the TV at on the wall. And I'm talking to him and I'm like, yo, man, yo, what the fuck happened? You know, who the fuck killed Big? I ain't going to front. I did mention a Diddy name. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, yo, son, give me $100. I'm spilling a lot of milk. But the point is, what I'm saying is, how I feel about Big at that time, like, nigga, I'm ready to ride for Big. And I told Little C, son, like, yo, if you can give me $100,000, nigga, I'm hunting any one of them niggas down. I swear to God, that's on all my kids. That's on my brother. And he ain't really say too much. You know what I mean? He's a timid dude, but he's a cool dude. My point is, how I felt about the Big shit is how I feel about Nipsey. And I don't know him from a hole in the wall. But I feel him. I felt his energy. I felt his message. I felt what he stood for. And this sucker-ass nigga, Charleston White, is going to talk about you going to piss on his grave and fuck Nipsey Hussle. Like, Nah, son. Like, that's you signing your own death certificate right there, son.
Mm-hmm.
Nah, son. Nah. I can't fuck with that, son.
That shit foul. When you hear that shit come out of another nigga mouth, especially when you know what them two dudes meant to their community, to hip hop. As a whole, man, like when you hear somebody like that and you know ain't doing nothing but causing division and trying to stir up shit, say some wild shit like that, it makes you want to take his head off.
Facts.
I feel what you're saying, man. I feel
fuck the shock. Fuck this. EA, it was just for shock value. He knows what he is doing. Mo Brown, I'm about to block your ass, so. No, it ain't that serious. But at the end of the day, EA, it was just for shock value. He knows exactly what he's doing. He knows you have to give shock value to get that traction, to get that traffic, to be more exposed. Because we know that in this world now, negativity brings more exposure than positivity. So he know exactly what he's doing. So you rather disrespect people, put your life on the line, put your life. He's selfish because he's not thinking about his kids. He's not thinking about his wife. So for shock value, you will put your life and your kids and your wife and your family in danger. He knows exactly what he's doing. So, all right. That's all.
Yeah.
God damn it. And that's real shit. And I want to call him. I want to call that number, but just knowing how he is now, if I called, it's recorded, number one. It's recorded on my show, even though I could delete it. But the phone number will still be on in his call log. If you pick up, you know what I mean? Nah, I'm not doing it. Nope, not at all. Mm-mm. I'm good.
We already know, man, that all that shit is popular to say because just like they said in the chat, violence sells, sex sells. Why you peace don't never make no money, man. Why you think when it get quiet in the hood, all of a sudden dumb shit start popping up and happening? And police be going in there planting shit and doing shit and setting shit back off when it get too quiet in the neighborhood, man. You just understand when you see a nigga like that, that's talking like that, he's coming from a place of, to me, that's a place of fucking hate. And it just, I always say he just don't stand on, see, he don't stand on nothing. No morals, no principles. That's what, don't stand on nothing at all.
Facts. You write Righteous One, I cried too when Nipsey died. You know what I'm saying? I cried when.
I'm never going to forget that video. I'm never going to forget that shit. I'm never going to forget the other video when Lauren ran into the hospital asking, is he okay? We already knew he was gone. I'm never going to forget that shit, man. I'm never going to forget that shit. Because he didn't deserve that. He was a nigga that was putting on for his section, and he was bringing peace to the neighborhood because he was going to other people's hoods, politicking with other people, you know what I'm saying, creating a lifeline for positivity and good dialogue and keeping the streets peaceful, man. You ain't never seen so many Crips and Bloods working together on music and other businesses trying to make shit better for other people. And if you look at the streets now, especially where I'm at, I'm in Inglewood, California, man, it's a fucking war going on right now between Inglewood families in the neighborhood 60. It's going down over here. And that shit is just, it's unfortunate we ain't got no other people that with that kind of power willing to stand up and say enough is enough. We need to go in another direction when it comes to killing each other and slaughtering each other out here on these California streets. And this goes for every hood. You know what I'm saying? Every nigga, every hood got a shot caller. Every hood got a nigga that got influence. Every hood does. And
right.
I feel like sometimes niggas ain't willing to put their balls on the line for the greater good when they know this gangbanging shit ain't it, bro. It ain't it.
You're right. Absolutely motherfucking right, yo. Let me say something real quick. I said this the last time, and I'm going to really be, like I said, the last time I was live, and they took that live down. That's where that guy killed his ex-wife and shit. That panel that we had, they took that down. They took that down. They ain't strike me, but they removed the shit. But I don't know if you know, Mike, and I know you're going to tread carefully, and I'm treading carefully right now, too. I spoke to somebody in L.A., and they told me the real spill, I'm going to be easy, about Nipsey Hussle's death. I'm going to say something right now. Everybody that's in the chat, everybody, please listen to me because I will block you. I don't care how long you've been rocking with me. Don't mention anybody's name. Nobody. Mm-hmm. Don't mention nobody's name in the chat. Don't mention nobody. Shout out to my cousin Scooby. You already know. Love you. You love you, cousin. You already know.
I know exactly what you're about to say, too.
Shitty cuz was not a patsy. police. Maybe they probably knew what was going to go on or whatever. But what we think as far as the conspiracy fact or conspiracy theory, it's not true. Yeah, man. How he passed. And let me just say allegedly, but I got so much information soaked in mentally. Like I told the person, I don't play no games. If I'm speaking on the phone, I don't record. I don't play that shit. I could get sued. I could get myself in trouble. So forth and so on. So I don't play no games. If we off the record, it's off the fucking record.
As it should be.
Yo, niggas hated that dude. And he was murdered. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Some, from what I'm hearing, niggas put the word out and called him to come all the way out there to do what he did. And I'm going to shut the fuck up from there, man. But that shit hurt my heart, man. For real.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I'm
gonna
say it
again.
Don't say no name. If you put a name in here, I'm gonna block you. Don't put no names in here. That's it.
And it was a specific individual behind the whole shit.
Wow.
That's
that shit is fucked up.
But you know, anytime you got somebody that's doing something that you couldn't even fathom doing, you know what I'm saying? Jealousy and envy comes into play, man. You know what I'm saying? Niggas get jealous and envious of each other all the time. And that's why I always say it's hard for me to believe that us as a people will ever move forward when it comes to certain things, because we cannot remove jealousy and envy out of our hearts when it comes to the grand scheme of things and trying to be a better people for each other. You see
Facts.
Somebody get some shit, and instead of trying to figure out how he got the shit or soak up game, if you ain't getting it fast enough, then you trying to take it from him and you murder him. Like, this nigga got millions in his pocket. You just don't want him here no more. Or you feel like, oh, this nigga could be doing more for you. Like, you got a sense of entitlement that's out of this motherfucking world. And that's one of the major problems in a lot of these hoods today. You robbing, you stealing, you know what I'm saying? Niggas don't know how hard a nigga had to work to get the shit that they had, that they have. And just because you're not willing to put in the time or the energy or the sacrifice and dedication, then, nigga, you can't even relate.
What do you think?
You can't even vibrate that high when it comes to that kind of shit, because, nigga, you used to sitting at home and you ain't really own shit. Like,
that's
look at all the shit that's going on in the streets, bro. Man, that EDD and that PPP shit dried up, and it wasn't even a good month before niggas start robbing niggas.
Yo, wait, son. Mike.
Yeah.
What the fuck is going on out there in L.A.?
My nigga,
these niggas is robbing
home.
What the fuck is going on, son? Talk. I'm going to play the fucking video.
It's the purge out here, my nigga. They doing smash and grab. They following niggas home. They doing B&E. Even you see what happened to Clarence Avant's wife?
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Like, they doing all kind of shit just for some bread, man. I seen a couple videos. A nigga walked up on a couple and they was outside eating. That nigga had a gun
clip
on that shit. You seen that big ass clip? He was ready, man. Nigga, up, give me your shit.
Yep.
Like,
hold on. I don't know if it got any sound to it. No. Look at that shit. Hold on. Did I mute my mic? I got some more, y'all. Look at this shit.
Yep. Following niggas home, man. Following niggas home. You got to think about the mentality, man. Even remember when they had the little raffle shit at the shoe place and old boy shot one of their employees?
Yeah.
Like the mentality out here, man, like niggas is broke, man. Niggas is broke. And you got to be fucking careful, man. Like I get up 3 o'clock, 3:30 in the morning every morning to go to work, man. Shit is not easy. And I know a lot of niggas that don't have nothing, bro. Don't have nothing. Like Green Eye said, ain't got no hustle, man. Motherfuckers are
right,
still
that's what
sitting
I'm
up in the hospital.
Like, come
niggas,
on,
niggas,
son. Like, they
niggas
doing,
used
like,
to sitting in the house collecting that check, bro. Them
yo,
motherfucking direct deposits and checks was coming in there, and they was getting extras on top of extras. And just think about that. When that shit is gone, what, how do you replace that? Because you ain't got no job. Niggas don't want to go to work because, and I ain't going to even lie, I'm going to keep it 100. I wouldn't want to go to work for no motherfucking minimum wage either when you sitting at home and collecting double the money you making at work, and these niggas ain't even, you can't even make a decent living wage out this motherfucker for a lot of motherfuckers. Everything high in this motherfucker, man. Gas, food. Nigga, I bought some chicken salad, a roasted chicken, motherfucking and some bread, nigga. That shit was like $31, my nigga. I swear to God. I bought some shit from the deli, nigga.
Is it because
I swear to God.
Is it because the price is so high out there?
Everything
like,
high out this motherfucker, man. Everything. And just think about where I live at. They got that SoFi Stadium, and then right down the street, they building another stadium. Everything is sky fucking high, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, making $70,000 a year, bro, you spending half of that on your rent. I'm going to keep it 100.
Right.
After Uncle Sam done taxed you, if you getting $70,000 a year, which is about $35 an hour, after Uncle Sam taxed you, you might get 55 of that total, which lowers your shit to about $27.50 an hour. Motherfucker, every fucking check you get is going to be like $2,700. Maybe a little bit less than that. A one bedroom over here, $1,900.
How much is the minimum wage out there? Is it 18 or 21?
No. Minimum wage in Cali is like fucking, I ain't worked in, for minimum wage in so long, but minimum wage in California, man, is fucking, I think it's like $15, $14 or $15.
Well, that shit still ain't gonna mean nothing living out there, because
that's $30,000 a year before taxes, nigga. Yo, that's your, you, all you paying is your rent.
That's it.
That's it. You ain't buying.
See,
no
hold on, and you see the craziest thing about this shit is that with this inflation, knowing that this money is backed by nothing, so the more that the government takes from that private entity, that private corporation, which is the Federal Reserve, the inflation goes up, the interest for the government goes up, and that's why the chips that used to be 25 cents is fucking 50 cents now, or a dollar now.
Mm-hmm.
Everything goes up, and then fuck the chips, fuck the material shit, the rent. The landlord is going up. I got you, Scooby. You already know, nigga. You already know. But the fucking damn, Scooby. The fucking rent, the landlord is boosting the fucking rent up $50 every fucking year. Like, and they moving up the rent every year, $50 to $75. So you,
bruh,
can imagine this is 2021. What about 2025?
Let me tell you something, bro.
I'm living
my apartment. My apartment where I stay, It was a private owner. I lived in that motherfucker since 2004 or 2005, something like that. My rent at that apartment was only $1,100, man. Because a one bedroom, big ass one bedroom, it's just me by myself. You know what I'm saying? So a big ass bedroom, big ass living room, big ass motherfucking bathroom, and the kitchen was a cool size. The motherfucker, he died, and the wife turned it over to the a realty company. You know they doubled my rent.
Double it. Yeah.
They doubled my shit, bro. You know what I'm saying? And I was like, man, at the time, I was like, man, is this shit even worth? Because I didn't ever really even trip about the rent that I was paying because it was cheap. I felt like I've been there for a cool amount of time. That's why it was so cheap. It's kind of like being grandfathered into a place. But he really didn't fix shit the way he was supposed to fix shit around that building, even though my shit stayed on par. Because I stayed on his head about shit, pause. But that motherfucker came, when he passed away, and he was super cool. He was an older dude. They came in there. They doubled the rent. They didn't fix shit. All they did was paint the outside of the building. I swear to God. All they did. And that's what they doing to a lot of people. People don't understand how gentrification kills a lot of people who have been in areas for a lot of their life, because
that's why they coming back. That's why that white flight was real. They left, they went to them fucking suburbs, and now they want that free water, they want that free electricity, they want that free, you know what I mean? So they coming back, and they are taking over. Harlem is definitely not Harlem. The only shit, I only can speak for New York. I only can speak for him because, you know what I mean? So I don't know, but I know that they definitely gentrifying Compton. You know what I'm saying? They definitely, you know, Crenshaw and all that shit. So, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But
the jungles.
Only thing, the jungles. Oh, I heard they already changed the jungles.
They did. Everything where, look, I'm going to tell you, every place where they run that Metro Rail line through, they didn't clean them motherfuckers out. They was like, man, we not having none of that bullshit over there. You know what I'm saying? Because the jungles is known for the blood on that side of the Crenshaw Mall. On the other side of the Crenshaw Mall is the Crip side. But over there on the jungle side, that's the blood side. All that shit, man. I ain't never seen so many Asians and white folks walking their dogs through neighborhoods in my fucking life.
Who is from Detroit in here? Who is from New Orleans? Because it's like this shit is strategically done. Just like, you know how you'll watch a movie and they have the prototype, like of exactly how the street looks, all the buildings, the trees, the streets. So they just sitting there looking at the street. All right, we're going to cut this off. So we're going to put that red line. So we're going to we're going to move white people into this area. We're going to change it up and get more money here. This, that, and third. It's like they plan for a destruction to renovate. You know what I mean? They premeditate or orchestrate what is going to happen. All of this shit is by design. None of this shit is a natural occurrence. They only adjust their plan according to the times. They still going to execute their objective, but they just going to have to alternate their plans according to how the time progresses, but their main objective is already in place. So they already knew what they was going to do. So they know when the inflation goes up, they pocket all the money. You understand what I'm saying? And they're blaming on black people because they're on welfare, even though there's a lot of white people on welfare. You understand what I'm saying? They are the ones that's supposed to manage. I'm going to be all over the place, but the government, the politicians, supposed to be the ones who manage our money. We are on the hamster wheel. We are taking out our taxes. Y'all supposed to be the ones who manage the money. But what y'all do is pocket the money, split it up between your constituents, And then when the numbers ain't looking right, you blaming on black people.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I'm all over the place, but with this gentrification shit, it is a plan. They know exactly what the fuck they doing. And we are falling right in line. The white people, I'm in on this. They walk freely. They jog. They walk right in between the fucking crowd. A whole bunch of black people chilling, smoking, drinking, talking. They just walking like, ah, da, 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 da. Whatever, nigga. Ah, nah, you can do that to me. I got police on my side. Da, 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 da. You know what I mean? Hibbity, 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 hibbity. All of this shit is a plan. So what is we going to do? That's right, E-Man, I run shit here. Y'all just live here. Shout out to motherfucking Denzel Washington. Go ahead, nigga.
It's like I said, the gentrification shit is real. Like, I see it all in my neighborhood. I've been living over here forever. I don't plan on moving. It ain't really bothering me like that. You know what I'm saying? Because I always kind of been good with saving my money and doing certain things that I need to do and not living above my means and shit. And still being able to, you know, do some of the things that I want to do, travel and different shit like that. But a lot of people, man, I feel bad for, because these people been in these communities forever and not going to be able to enjoy none of the beautifications that are being done to this city because they're not going to be able to afford to live here. And that's fucked up to me.
Since we all know what, you know, we see what was going on, we see the agenda, is like, we are falling right in line of what they're doing. You know, like, we all sheeple. Even though we have knowledge, we are woke. We see what's behind the veil. But in the same token, we still going along with the program. So, you know, a lot of things that's discussed on the internet should not be discussed on the internet, because only thing we doing is letting them know our next move. You know what I mean? When you play chess, you play chess. But it's like, we see the problem, we know it, and it's like, we falling right in line. And I'll close on this. Jay just said their population is dwindling. They want to go out with a bang in 2050. So they are literally, they've been planning this shit for decades because of the, what's that shit? What was that shit, the summit 2020 or something 2020, they already knew that they shit was dwindling under negative 1%, you know, and they are not reproducing. So what they need to do is literally use their mind to make sure they sustain their power, even though they are low in numbers. So again, it's not the numbers. 300, they whipped ass. It was only 300 of them. They was the minority, and they whipped ass. So at the end of the day, once they have your mind, it doesn't matter how many people you have. If we can control your mind, we can control certain things, then, you know, they know that they're going to you know, get to their finish line. So
yeah,
it's like, we see, but we have to, it's like, we got to get on code. All right. When is we all going to be serious about this shit? Because we see it, we talk about it, we all on the same frequency. But what is the solution? Because we
people are serious. I think people are serious about the thought of it, but they're not serious about how much sacrifice that would actually take.
Like, that's true.
I mean, you know what I'm saying? Because standing for something usually takes a lot of fucking sacrifice, man. And nobody don't want to be uncomfortable, man. You know what I'm saying?
How can we be ready to kill each other because of color? Because I may have stepped on your shoe by mistake. why we are so quick to do that. Meaningless. And I'm going to say this. I said this before, and I hope I'm going to say this real quick. I understand the Bloods and Crip thing. You understand what I'm saying? We may say, yeah, it's about colors. It's senseless. It's stupid, which it is. But I understand why it keeps going on and on. You know why? Very simple. Yes, it's over color, but you killed my little brother. You killed my father. You killed my mother. A straight bullet had she had nothing to do with y'all, but you killed my family. So I got to ride on you. People died. People perished. So now, yes, it's a color, but it's more than a color. I lost somebody. My best friend, he just lost his cousin, his brother. And that was my man, too. Y'all killed him. So years over a color, but it's more serious than that now. My people is no longer here. So we got to ride. So I get it. But like Honest Jay just said, a revolver door, an ongoing cycle.
That's facts. And not to mention, a lot, it's colors, but you got to realize, too, it's about territory, too. When you selling drugs and you pushing shit in the neighborhood, you ain't just letting anybody come in that motherfucker and steal your food. If that's how you eating.
Facts.
Motherfuckers all fighting over territories, man.
But what's more important? But see, that's the thing. All what you're saying, it's already understood.
Mm-hmm.
That's understood. But it don't take a rocket scientist to just say, okay, you're fighting over territory.
Right.
Do we really own that territory? On that street,
no.
It doesn't say your family name on it. You know what I mean? When it comes down to you go live there for 50, 60 years. My grandmother in Baltimore, that house, she been there for over 60 years. It is paid for. Paid. Same house. When I took the picture like this, when I was like 4 years old, she still have to pay property tax. So,
yep.
Really? Yours. There's no limitation to property tax.
And that's why I was telling my boy, he was talking about buying some shit, and I was like, I kind of never really believed in that because I felt like if you pay for something for 30 years and it still ain't yours, if you can't pay the property tax on that shit, they taking it anyway. So just say you work for 40 years, your shit is paid for. So now you living through your retirement, but everything around you is going up in price, but your retirement don't go up in price. Your retirement don't go up. So you basically, if you can't afford to pay them taxes on your shit through your retirement or off your retirement and live, then you lose some shit that you done paid 30, 40 years for.
Your fucking life. To work hard to make sure your wife, to make sure your kids' kids can live here. So you sacrifice your whole life working day in, day out. That is a great thing. That is a hard working man. Woman too. Pay the house off though. And when you finally retire at 67 now, you may have 5, 10, maybe 15, lucky 20 years left to live. When you die, your wife or your kids have to bear the burden of keeping them bills paid. So you went and spent 30, 40 years of working to sustain a roof over your head. And if that your wife or your kids are not hardworking like you and managing money like you, everything that you work for was in vain and it could be lost. We know the game. The people who created the game know the game. It's just All right. And Mike.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me, Mike? I can't hear nothing.